Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the QI Sports League Podcast, Season 11, Episode number 13, and of course, number 67 in your hearts. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special guests this week. We have the 2002 and the 2035 champion, Mr. Brian Chateen, and the 2006 and 2011 KSL champion, Mr. Amazing. Let's get into
and 2012.
Let's get into KSL results of week number 12. Aaron over Ochi. Payne over Doug, Andy over Nanigay, Brian over Palmer, Snyder over Oberg, Tybo over Kevin. Game of the week goes to who, Brian?
In my opinion, of course, this is just me. It's my game because it's a must to get the playoffs.
Okay. And Aaron, what is the game of the week?
You know, I said last week I thought it was yours and Dave, and I still think that way because it was very close going down the wire, and anything could have happened. I mean, you know, your running back actually went out in the third quarter, so... You know, had he gone out a little bit sooner, we may be talking about how Dave won.
That is true. But also, Dave's bench put up a record 199 points. So he almost matched his point total that he had for his starting team. But yeah, he would have whooped me if he actually played as optimal. And speaking of screwing, becoming the toyable game of the week was the fact that Ty beat Kevin. Kevin got passed through to stock up. Kevin.
Hell yeah.
Did you guys see what Kevin's optimal lineup is, Brian?
I have, and some of those are just ads.
Right, 312 is what he would have scored if he played the proper lineup, and of course he didn't.
You know, and I actually called this last week. I just want to throw that out there. It was just one of those things. I said that I thought that Boardman was gonna beat Kevin. Kevin overthought his lineup. I have no idea why he played Darius Hayward Bay.
Is he Ruxton?
Basically, yeah. You know, he did a little tinker stinker is what I hear. But
so did Nanigay.
Yeah, so did Nanigay. But Hayward Bay, in all honesty, that is not who he should have played. He should have played Pierre Garçon. I mean, plain and simple. I look at that, and I can understand, you know, certain people why he didn't play them. But Pierre Garçon was one that he should have played. Absolutely. And so I think that he made a huge mistake not doing so.
Right. So do you consider that the total game of the week as well?
Yeah, probably.
All right. So I want to point something out, by the way. Dave was very upset. Dave Pate, that was. That we said that Palmer has the division locked down. A little upset about it.
Now, do you know why we said that, though?
Why did we?
Because you have the number one team in KSL taking on the number 10 team in KSL. You would think... I'm sorry. The number 11 team in KSL. I apologize. You would think that the number one team in KSL should be able to make short work with the number 11 team, right? You would think so. It makes sense, right? Yeah, he didn't. In fact, that is probably the biggest upset, maybe even of the year, to be honest, is having Brian beat Palmer. And I would say it's the biggest upset of the year.
And I was actually surprised because I was actually wondering if Brian was going to win in divisional game.
Me too.
So let's get right into week number 13. This is the last regular season of our fantasy league right now. This is the last one.
So all of them are divisional games too.
All are divisional. So this actually is going to, it's a lot of win and you're in on this one. So for week number 13, we have Doug versus Oberg, Andy versus Tybo, Brian versus Ochi, Aaron versus Snyder, Peyton versus Palmer, Nanigay versus Kevin. Game of the week goes to who, Aaron?
Peyton Palmer.
I agree. Brian?
You know what? Who cares about that game? The games of the week go to myself and Ochi and Andy and Ty, because those games let me know if I get in the playoffs.
Well, and actually, if you want to kind of dissect, Doug and Oberg, that game doesn't really matter that much. Doug will probably win, but it's not going to get him into the playoffs or anywhere close. I mean, because of the point difference.
Correct.
So Oberg is 100% eliminated. Unless Doug puts up 500 points, he's eliminated too. Me and Snyder, you know, I'm going to be 1, 2, or 3 seed. Snyder is going to be either 6, 7, 8, or 9 seed. And so, you know, this one doesn't matter as much. Matters to Joe a little bit. But Peyton Palmer, that decides the division. That game is going to decide if Palmer's going to be the number 1 or 2 seed, or if Dave Lindsay's going to be the number 2 or 3 seed. You know, that's a pretty big game. And Nana Gang, Kevin, same thing. And then, of course, as you mentioned, Andy and Tybo and Brian Anocchi, those are also huge games. So I'm pretty happy how the schedule ended up playing out at the end of the year, because it makes week 13 a lot more fun.
Hey, Andy, maybe you should win some more games.
Yeah, beforehand. When everyone else puts up when what was it, 3 times this year, I have scored the second most points. And the person who scored the most points was the guy I played that week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not
what about
cool.
What about the other 5 games?
No, those are the 3 key games right now. And plus on the other ones, a lot of them I was 9-2 and 7-4. That's what it's been. I've just had the worst schedule known to man. But the thing is, I've also had it, you know, if Doug Hahn at one point had the same problem. But I've also had the where I got lucky certain years because of my schedule.
Yeah, so, and actually, the 2008 season in particular, when you made it to the finals, you had one of those years. Your schedule really favored you, and it was just one of those things where, you know, you were like 6-0, and it was like, ugh, you know, so many close games. Had the other person played the right team, you know, you'd be like 2-4. And it's been that year for me right now too. I mean, I've had a pretty lucky year. I have put up the most points, but the earlier part of the year, you know, it was pretty lucky. But Andy, I want to ask you, so what happened last week when you put up the lowest amount of points in the entire season?
So the total game of the week goes to who on week number 13?
Doug and Oberg.
Brian?
Oh, I have to absolutely 100%
unanimous
agree.
Decision. That is it. So who is most likely to get passworded as Taco, Brian?
Me.
You? I'm going to say me.
Aaron? I'm going to say Andy. Andy's going to get passworded as Taco.
Unfortunately.
She's going to have 3 players out.
Oh, she's going to have 3 players out, and he's still going to beat Brian.
Actually, Brian, I need you to win. Just please win.
I need you to win, but then I need to win myself.
Well, like if you win, then I'm in. And if Joe loses, I'm in. And if I win, I'm in. I just need to fucking win. That's all that matters right now. I need to win. So, anyways, let's move on to some KSL news. Who's going to make it in? Myself, Ochi, Typo, or Brian? What do you think, Aaron?
You know, I think, Andy, that you and Brian are going to make it. Not just because you're on the show. I really think that Ochi, like, his team is going to falter. Brian's going to be able to pick up an easy win and become the 8th seed. I do think that Tybo is going to he is probably going to lose to you, Andy. However, though, Brian, I do need to point out that if Tybo wins, then you do not make it in.
I don't know.
So basically, you need me to win, Brian. So you need to start cheering for me.
I am. I started last week.
Nice. Yeah, I'll say I think of myself, and I think Brian's going to make it in as well. Just for the simple fact that I don't think Ochi's team is going to be able to do it, and I think Ty, after I beat him, he's going to be knocked out as well.
Cool.
So, anyway, so who's going to win the division? This is the big one. We have either Palmer or Pate or Nanigay and Kevin. Brian, who do you think is going to win their division?
The Palmer-Pate matchup is just huge. And I don't – wow. I'm going to go ahead and say I think Palmer. I think his team's a little better. And Nanigay and Kevin – is there ties?
what happens if there is a tie in the playoffs? I don't know what would happen. Oh, I know what it is. I just forgot. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's going to be Nanigay Kevin is going to be who can get the most points on the bench.
You know what the funny thing is? Pretty much whatever happens in that game. Between Dave Pate and Ty Palmer, they're most likely going to have to play Kevin. It's going to be either Kevin or Dave Nanigay. So
yeah. So what will happen tough. Is yeah, between these matchups, whomever loses will be the 4th and 5th seed, plain and simple. Mm-hmm. And so what might happen is I think that Pate's probably going to win, and so I think Palmer's going to fall. And I think Nanigay's going to win, so it'll be Palmer versus Nanigay, fourth and fifth seed. The thing that's really scary about that, though, is Palmer as the fourth seed means that his run to the championship, I mean, he's going to be playing high-seeded teams, which actually favors him. So as the fourth seed, he might play the second seed in the second round, in which case he's probably going to beat them. So that's the thing to worry about.
I see. So what do you think? So, Brian, you said him. I'm going to have – you said Ty's going to win. I'm going to say that I think Dave's going to win it, and I think Dave is going to win it. I think the Daves are going to definitely win both games. So which of the top five teams are most likely to get upset? You have Aaron, Palmer, Nanigay, Pate, and Kevin. So who do you think, Aaron?
Of the top five teams, who's most likely to get upset? So I'm – you know, I put all five in there, but – we're talking about number one, two, or three. And depending on how things fall, I think that Nanigay could. Nanigay has a horrible playoff record. He's 1-6 in the playoffs. 1-6. He has won one game. And guess what? It was against you, Andy. But he's 1-6 in the playoffs. So I think that he's probably going to be the most likely to fall.
Okay. Brian, what do you think?
I know Kevin's team has pretty much taken a big shit and clogged the toilet.
That's one way of putting it.
And Palmer's team, he's got Foster, who's likely to start getting rested by the end of the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true.
And Nanigay, well, you pointed out his record. I'm going to go on a limb and say Aaron.
I'm going to have to agree with you. I think Aaron. I'm going to say Aaron slash whoever I play. If I make the playoffs, whoever I play. That's what I think is going to happen. So one big thing that's happened now is that Dave Nanigay has lost three out of his last four games. You know, has his Jets cooled? I mean, what do you think, Brian?
Yeah, he should just play his bench.
Now, do you think it's because he tinkers with his lineup, or is it they just play the wrong guys?
I think he's now into it a lot. He overthinks it.
Okay. All right. Aaron, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that I think his Jets have cooled. I do think that he's going to pick up a win this coming week against Kevin. But I think that he is going to be he's going to get knocked out first round. He'll be like the third seed, and he'll get knocked out against the sixth seed, which actually, Andy, will be you if everything goes right.
Yeah, I hope everything goes right. So Palmer has started the season off at 7-1, but it's gone 2-2 since. Is he slowing his down? Is he basically slowing his way down as he makes it to the playoffs? What do you think, Brian?
Yeah, he's got a couple players besides Arian Foster. He's got Matt Ryan. I think by the time we get to the final game, they're both going to be, you know, not playing probably because they're going to have their seeds in the playoffs in the NFL already made. So I don't. So yeah.
Do you think that he's going to have to pick up backups in order to play his, you know, if he makes it to the finals?
Well, utilizing the waiver wire is very important. That's something that the host here hasn't done very well. So yeah, and he hasn't done a whole lot of it yet either, so he should have picked up a couple running backs while he could have.
Yep, I understand. So Aaron, what do you think about this?
You know, I don't think his Jets have necessarily cooled. You know, I think that he has slowed down a little bit. You know, his two losses, one of them was to you, Andy. You put up 300 points. Anyone's going to lose that. And his loss to Brian, he put up 200. He only put up 220. Brian put up 250. So, you know, the big thing is whoever he gets matched up against in the playoffs, I think he's probably going to win in the first round. But I think in the second round, he'll probably get knocked out. I don't think that he has that sustainability. So my guess is he won't make it to the finals.
I don't think he'll make the finals, but I think he may win his first game. But I think the second game is going to be tough because – by then, the Falcons have clinched.
And yeah, well, the Houston's already clinched probably now, probably.
Yeah, most likely by now they probably have. So, anyway, so let's move on to survival and pick 'em news.
Well, Andy, I got a question for you. You forgot one of the notes there that I put in, which because we were talking about the three leaders in their division. Now, I now have my division. I won my division.
Uh-huh.
I have won four straight now. Am I the team to beat?
No. Brian?
I would have to agree. I would have to say, yeah, he is, because he's got three solid running backs, all, you know, all starters, all ball hogs.
I'm sorry, you mean five?
What?
You mean five starting?
Who cares about Who cares about the other ones?
See,
you only have three spots.
But here's the thing. Aaron's going to tinker a lot this weekend.
And I am.
And he's going to be tinkering the entire time. And it's going to get to the point where his phone's going to die. And he's going to ask for his wife's phone. And she's going to say, is it for fantasy football? And when he says yes, she's going to say no. And then Aaron's going to have to find an internet cafe, if they have them around there, and mm-hmm. get online just to tinker with his lineup a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's actually what's going to hurt him and also hurt me. So that's what the crappy part is. So, Aaron, I guess in a roundabout way, you are the team to beat. But right now,
thank you.
No one cares because, yeah, it doesn't matter because you've already locked the division.
I also want to point out that I had a player score in the negative 2 point something this week.
Oh, yeah. I had a player that didn't score shit. His name is Vernon Davis.
Negative two. Who? I lost points.
who scored you? Who was named two?
Rashad Mendenhall.
I had the fumbleitis this week with all my players.
Oh, jeez. Did he really score? Oh, my gosh. He did score negative two. four rushing attempts, 6 rushing yards, 1 fumble, and 1 fumble lost. Or 2 fumbles, and 1 was lost. Oh, my gosh.
So, Andy, you beat Nanigay this week. And what did you post to him after he beat him?
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to check. I don't remember what I said because it was a very emotional win for me. fuck your asshole. Fuck your asshole. Kevin said, what up?
you actually even said it wrong. That's what's funny.
Well, yeah. I mean, the reason why I said what up is because I'm taking care of his butthole at this time.
No, you said fuck your asshole. You were supposed to say fucked your asshole.
I said fucked your asshole. Fucked your asshole. And then Kevin said, what up? Referring to the fact that Kevin is usually the one fucking his ass.
Yeah, I know. Crisscross will make you
jump. Yes. So survival and pick'em news. You know what? I don't even know what's going on with the pick'ems. What's going on with that, Aaron?
So Nanigay is now in the lead by 4 points over Brian. So Nanigay has just pulled away with this.
I've picked the last 4 games.
I'm 5 behind?
Last 4 games wrong.
Why am I tied with Kevin? That's bullshit.
I know, right?
I should be on top. He knows that.
Yeah, I know. You like being on top.
So Nanigay, gosh, I mean, he missed the Pittsburgh, Seattle, Tennessee, and Green Bay game. I mean, but only 2 people got the Green Bay game. I even picked Green Bay. I missed the New Orleans game, Arizona, Green Bay, and Philly. Okay, that Philly was a bad pick.
So, Andy, what are we doing for next week's show then?
Next week's show, here's the thing. We have to figure out what we're going to do because we could record a show if we want to. It's going to sound like shit, but we can actually record it. We can just sit in front of a laptop, hit record, and do the show.
Okay.
We could do that. I don't know how we would do it with Skype. I don't know if that would record, but if we can always give it a shot, you know, give it the old junior college try and see what happens.
That sounds good.
And if not, then sorry, Brian. We can't.
It is the highlight of his week.
It's the highlight of my season.
Yeah. But what I would like to do is maybe we should actually put something out there as well after this week and say, hey, if you guys want to talk some shit against who you're playing in the playoffs, or if you want to talk about how you sucked this year, which will be me talking about how I sucked this year, we could always do that as well. You know, whatever you guys like to do. Doesn't matter. We'll talk about it some, you know, we got another week to talk about it. We'll go from there. So, is there anything that really happened in the NFL that we need to talk about besides, you know, what's his face getting kicked in the nuts? Schaub? Anyone care about that? Or,
no.
I mean, I cringed a little bit. I was like, ooh, that hurt.
The Bears lost Lance Louis for the season.
Really? What happened?
Off of the, what's his name? Who's the, I can't even remember his name. I'm off the Vikings. Obviously, that's who they just played. But
Jerry
what's his
Allen?
Name? Yeah, he blindsided him and he hurt his knee really bad.
Oh, that's right. So he's that little bitch. And wait, by the way, how many sacks did he get in the game?
None.
Okay, that's all I cared about. Because didn't he say he was going to set a record? Maybe he's going to get a record fine for what he did to Lance Lewis. That's what should happen. Yeah, I do. Now you bring that play up. Now I remember seeing it. I remember that the commentators were talking about it and they thought it was complete crap. And
I read an article. With the Bears, I read an article about Cutler who should be in the voting for MVP.
Why?
It was it was very interesting because when you MVP is most valuable player and you're thinking for your team, well, take Cutler out, they really suck really bad.
Yeah, it actually was a very interesting article, and I read the Deadspin article about it, where they said that he actually is so important to that team that you put anyone else in there and they probably wouldn't do as well as Cutler does, and that he is so tough and that he actually really improves that team when he's on the field, and he doesn't when he's off.
Okay. I mean, that's a good point, but I would think that he wouldn't be the most valuable person on the team, but you know, I'll read the article and then I'll give you my judgment next week, you know. And
can we end the show, by the way?
Well, here's the other thing. Did you know that Deadspin used the coupon code Section 86?
Wait, what?
For their web hosting?
Wait, what?
So check it out.
What?
HostGator.com.
What?
Take a bite every web hosting cost. Section 86.
What?
What? In the butt? By the way, if you guys have ever watched the Totally Rad Show, you've probably seen Aaron on there once before. Was the Totally Rad Show you're on once before?
No, I was on something else.
And it doesn't matter. But he was actually at the ending credits. We actually got to see Arifon, who we all play the Call of Duty games with. We also saw Roberto. He is also from throwaway.com. And also, both those guys are on the show userfriendlyshow.com. And the funny thing is, Aaron, our own Section 86's and Kiwani Sports League's own Aaron P. Hughes was actually featured in the credits of the last Toy Rad Show. It was minute mark 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 39 seconds. You can see Aaron. And if you go to 37, you'll see Arifon first. But Aaron and Roberto are not right next to each other, but the pictures are on the same screen.
I'm glad that you took English as your second language.
As we've talked about multiple times, for some reason, I can't spit it out. I've had some problems the last 3 days. I couldn't spit shit out, and guess what happens?
Shine, lollipop,
so you swallow?
Rainbow.
Yes, exactly. So, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Make sure you follow Section 86, 86 Productions, AP Hughes, A Hughes 86, The Amazings, Kiwani Bulldogs, and Kiwani Sports. Is that right? Is it Kiwani Sports? Yeah, it's at Kiwani Sports, of course. You can follow all those guys at Twitter, and you can eventually follow Brian's team if he makes the playoffs. Brian promised that he would get a Twitter account just for his team. That says, what up, and nothing else. So,
Bears.
Yes. So, for Brian Chatit, AP Hughes, I am the Drew, and we'll see you on the gridiron.
I need to learn how to make those a little bit shorter. Just a little bit.
That's what she said. Oh, shit. Wait, that's not what I meant. So